Thanks for downloading the Everyday Relationships podcast. We'd love to connect with you and have you share the podcast through myfaithradio.com. Welcome to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family with Dr. Greg Smalley and Susie Larson.
Welcome to today's show. We're thrilled that you've joined us. You know, we're here every day to help you to live out the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others as you love yourself. You know, today we're going to be talking about four different parenting styles. And Susie, two of these styles actually can ruin your children. The research says these two can make your kids unhappy, lack self-control, have low self-esteem, and are actually less competent than their peers. And then the other two tend to produce capable, happy, and successful kids. And I'm sort of nervous about revealing these because, you know, as I'm thinking about it, I don't know where I lay on these four different styles. So
I'm at the edge of my seat. Kind of,
you know, and I don't think it matters, by the way, if your kids are still in home or if they're older, maybe out of the home, because you, really your parenting style is going to, it's still going to impact your kids and even your marriage. And Susie, I know that, you know, your boys are older, they're out of the home, but how is the way that you and Kevin, kind of your parenting styles, how does that still affect your boys and maybe even your relationship with Kevin?
You know, you're so right about that your parenting still, it's revealed even when you have adult kids, you know, your tendencies, and we each have a bent. And even though I'd say we both were very engaged and we were gave our kids all kinds of permission to feel what they're feeling, but redirected, we had consistency in our discipline. I mean, I'm glad for the parenting job we did, but I would say if there's an area that we were kind of at different extremes is I feel like I would sense things like this little tiny thing could become a really big thing if we don't intervene. Yeah. And Kev would say, let him work it out. And yeah. I'd get really mad at him, and then because I'd be right most of the time. No, I'm totally kidding.
Let's get Kevin on the mic. The phone.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. No, but when I was right, though, especially if I'm setting up the warning flare, that was really, really hard for me. But then there were times spotting something that had potential trouble was hooking into my fear, where he was right to go, you know what, they're going to be okay. We're watching them, give them room and time and space to work it out. So even now in their adulthood, there's times to speak up and there's times not to. But I think we balance each other out. That's a good thing.
You know, and we would love for you to be part of the conversation. We're talking today about different parenting styles. And so how does that show up within maybe your relationship with your spouse? You know, does the ways that you both parent, does that collide and clash at times? Of course, with my wife, Erin, that's never a problem. We
right.
are so aligned and unified every single time. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you a great story. Erin and I today were talking about the show and just saying, hey, give me an example of a time that our parenting styles sort of clashed. And she reminded me of many. And so I've got lots to choose from. Let me set this up, though. Let's talk foundation. Let's go right to the scriptures, Proverbs 22:6, which says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Susie, we've used this before a lot of times when we talk about parenting issues, because it's such a great verse. And yet it's the first part of that verse that we really want to focus on, is to train up a child in the way he should go. All of our children are different, and we definitely have to adjust our parenting style. Instead of trying to force them through our one and only parenting style into, you know, this direction, we really need to be aware of that. And so I think today, you know, almost the promise is, you know, as parents, we can produce really healthy soil, kind of this parenting soil, okay, or we can produce soil that is going to stunt our kids' growth and really will damage them. And so today we want to focus in on how do we prepare soil to grow healthy, well-adjusted, and successful kids. And Susie, I think the place that we have to begin, two issues. Okay, one is as an individual, so as a dad, I need to be aware of the style that I bring to parenting. We all have a style. Okay, research has found there's typically four, so let's get into those. Remember, two of which are very destructive two of which can actually help grow really successful kids.
And, Greg, you do have to share how you and Erin are different and how she's right and you're wrong sometimes. Remember, you promised.
Is she texting you right now? I don't believe she would ever say that. So it's like, as an individual, I need to be aware of how I parent, but then also we have to then learn how to combine our unique parenting styles as a mom and a dad to benefit our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. What do we do when our spouse disagrees with the style of our other spouse? So give us a call. Tell us about the times maybe that you've run into a problem over styles. Maybe your husband or your wife wanted to do something very different as it comes to taking care of the kids. Call us at 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. You can always post this too, right, Susie, on Facebook, which is Everyday Relationships Radio, and let us know. I think we've got some copies, right, of my dad's book. I think it's one of the best parenting books out there. He wrote that many, many years ago. It's called The Key to Your Child's Heart. And in there, he actually does talk about these four different styles.
Yep.
So I think we're going to give those away. If you want to be a part of this conversation, tell us again about parenting styles, maybe how that's shown up within your relationship. I got to tell you, though, when Erin and I were talking about this, she reminded me of a time. It just makes me laugh because, you know what, sometimes I'm an idiot when it comes to being a dad. Let's just be honest, all right? Can we be honest? That's a part
Please,
of the show, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk real conversation.
Let's talk about what an idiot you are. What'd you do?
It's not real difficult, let me tell you that. You know, it was when we were on our way to move from Northwest Arkansas out to Colorado Springs to be a part of Focus on the Family. And so I was out in the garage. And I'm getting all stuff packed, and my son's out there. He was about 10 years old, and so we're kind of working. And my oldest daughter, Taylor's car, was in the garage. And so I said, hey, Garrison, we need to get this car out. And apparently I'm pretty lazy sometimes because it probably would have taken me, 20 seconds to pull that car out of the garage. And I said, hey, son, here. I threw him the keys.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, just get in the car. I said, just back it out.
Oh.
I just need you to just back it out just a little bit because there was, I think, something towards the front of her car that I needed to get. And so Garrison goes, no, Dad, I don't think this is a good idea. And I said, Dad, you're just going to back it out like 5 feet. I said, you don't even have to hit the – don't do anything other than put it in reverse, and then you just hit the brake, and then it's all good, and we'll shut it down. He's like, I don't think Mom would think this is a good idea. And I said, I'm telling you, it's fine. Okay, so he gets in. The poor little guy cranks the car on. He puts it in reverse. Susie, I am watching this, and it all happens now in slow motion. Because all of a sudden, that car screams out of the garage like a rocket being shot.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
He accidentally hits the gas pedal, and it just shoots out of the garage. And I'm watching him fly by me, right headed towards the neighbor's garage. So, I mean, he's going 90 miles an hour towards the neighbor's. And all I'm doing is I'm watching this thinking,
I didn't see
so
that coming.
Much trouble. I am in so much trouble. And I didn't know. And I'm just, it's all happening so slow.
Can I just jump in here, Greg? Your responsible son didn't even want to do this. I mean, most boys would be like, give me the keys. And he's like, I don't think Mom would appreciate this.
He's all, this is a bad idea. Well, he was right. But the most awesome part is that he goes flying out of the garage across our driveway, and all of a sudden, right before he gets to the edge of our lawn, the car stops. I mean, somehow he hit the brake, and he was okay, and everything was fine. And yet, I turn around, and guess who is standing in the door looking and watching all this? It might have been Erin.
Yeah.
So she,
what
she
happened
did
then?
Wanna, I think she wanted to talk a little bit about the differences in our parenting.
Sure.
And that's just a good example. Mm. But it's in those moments, so Susie, to where our parenting differences collide. And in this case, it was almost literal.
And so some parenting styles are to abide by the law, and others are to, like, break the law. That's different, right?
Maybe that was breaking the law. I didn't think about it that way. I was trying to be efficient, yeah. Use my time well. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
That's what we need to get in and talk about today, all right, is just the differences in parenting style. And like I said earlier, there are some that really, really are the most destructive. And so let's start with the first one when we come back. It's something that's called the authoritarian parents or the demanding parents. Mm. So let's get into that.
This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson, and we're talking about these four specific parenting styles and really how important it is for us to identify them so that we can, because we have a default, we have a bent, we kind of go that way. And there are ways to find a healthy balance so that we can cultivate an atmosphere for growth for our kids. How have you learned to balance out your parenting differences between you and your spouse? We'd sure love to know. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Talking about the demanding parent after the break. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Welcome to Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about the four parenting styles that we tend to apply. We each sort of have a bent, you know. We're going to talk about the demanding parent, the uninvolved parent, the indulgent parent, and the engaged parent. We're going to unpack the demanding parent. But before we do, I want to give a special shout out to our friends listening across Oregon and on the Dove, including Medford, Coos Bay, Port Oregon, and Brookings. Welcome. So glad you're listening today. Okay, Greg, the demanding parent. How would you describe and define the demanding parent?
Yeah, Susie, these are parents that have really strict rules and expectations. They're very demanding, you know, but they're not very responsive. You know, they don't express much warmth or nourishing. They utilize punishments, but with little or no explanation. I remember one time, Susie, that for my dad's birthday, we were in California visiting his mom. And I was young. I was probably 9 years old. And my dad loves avocados. And so there were a couple avocado trees kind of on the street. And so I saw them and I thought, oh, that'd be a really cool birthday present. Hmm. And so my little 9-year-old self, I got a ladder and I climbed up these avocado trees. And I started picking these avocados. And they're ripe. I mean, just perfect. And all of a sudden, something like jerks me off the ladder. I go flying off the ladder. I don't know what's going on. And it's this older man. I don't know who he is, but he's yelling at me. I guess apparently they were his. They were his avocados. And he didn't appreciate me taking them.
How scary for you, though.
It was. And he took, listen to this, he took me into his home.
Oh, my goodness.
And his wife was there. And this guy's yelling at me. And I don't know what I've done. And I didn't know there was a rule about no picking avocados. I was just trying to help my dad. It was really his fault. But this guy starts going, he says, whatever his wife's name was, you know, find me my belt. I'm going to teach this boy a lesson. And I mean, I was terrified. And his wife is literally crying, saying, you know, honey, you can't do this and don't do this. And finally, he lets me go, and I just ran home. I told my dad. Of course, my dad, who's usually very nice, easygoing, he didn't really appreciate his son being threatened that way.
No.
And so he went after this guy. And I don't know. I don't really know. But that's that idea of uses punishment with little or no explanation. You know, children are given no real options. It's that type of parent, if that makes sense.
It really does. You know, I've heard this scenario several times from women when I travel around speaking at conferences where these women will say, my husband is so authoritarian, so demanding that if my son is laying sideways on the couch watching TV, he'll come home from work and bark, stop straight. Like, she's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's not, he doesn't need to sit up straight for anybody. It's just that he wants to have that kind of control. So what's the core belief behind someone who needs to say, you just do it because I say you should do it? What is the core belief under that?
Yeah, you're right. It's like, it's my way or the highway.
Right.
There's no other options. You know, I think for some parents who act like this, they want control maybe because in their mind, they know it's best and they don't want to be challenged.
Or maybe their life feels out of control in other areas at work, and so this is a place they can.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's the key is that they're seizing control, and they want to be in total control. I mean, you know, for some, maybe the fear is that something bad will happen. And I love that verse in Colossians 3:21 that says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." And that's the kind of parent that I imagine is going to be provoking.
Yeah.
Just that high. As a matter of fact, you know, here we're on spring break, so we're in Branson, Missouri with my parents. And we went and saw a movie yesterday, cute little movie called The Croods. And it's about this little cartoon adventure about this first cave, you know, caveman family. And the dad in this movie is that high, demanding, authoritarian parent. But his deal came out of because he was so afraid for his family. So he just kept such tight control. But I think, Susie, though, the downside of that is that the children of an authoritarian parent, they tend to associate obedience and success with love. And
wow.
So they sort of grow up going, I'm only loved when I'm obeying or being successful. You know, and in some kids, because of that tense and tight control, they become fearful. They get shy around others. They have lower self-esteem. And unfortunately, what you see as these children grow up, they often don't want to have anything to do with that parent's rules or values as they go up, and they kind of reject those.
I would think too, Greg, wouldn't they lack a certain amount of confidence? Because when you're dictated to, your right is sort of taken away, and part of confidence comes from making some of your own decisions, right? Would that be also a common denominator?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I think that they need to be given the opportunity. I think ideally that we give our kids, we set the rules and they need to know what's expected, but then we give them freedom, we give them some independence. It's we've got to relax on that control a little bit. So
boy, that's so good. Maybe you've got an example of a demanding parent scenario. We've got a few copies of Dr. Gary Smalley's book, The Key to Your Child's Heart, and Greg says it's one of Gary's best books. Give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484.
Let's not tell him I said that, though.
Yeah, because he'd get a big
head. He's actually sitting here right with me. It's so weird to have my father 2 feet from me.
Hey,
I'm like,
Dad.
We should bring him in.
We don't want him getting a big old head now, millions of books later. Oh, my goodness. So what kind of relationship does the child end up having with a dictatorial type of parent once the child grows up?
You know, it's you know, they often reject that parent, the beliefs, and so that creates a challenge. But again, if we're parenting based off of fear, I don't think that's what we want at all. And so it creates a lot of tension. And again, you know, we just want to be aware. I mean, if that's more your tendency, then the good news, we're going to talk about a particular style that can really make a difference for that kind of parent as well here in just a little bit.
And even if, Greg, that's not your bent, it seems like we can have moments, all of us, where we stop explaining and we demand from our kids. And that even we need to pay attention to, wouldn't you say?
I do. I think that as a parent, I mean, as frustrating and as irritating as it is when our kids, well, why? That doesn't make sense. I think there's something to being able to give our kids an explanation so that they're clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times where especially like my middle daughter, Murphy, she's great at going, well, wait, now hold on. I didn't know that was a rule. Wait, you've never mentioned that. I mean, it's stuff that's so logical and obvious. I'm like, come on. And yet there's a part of it that I want her to know, you know what, that it's okay. You can ask for explanations. Let's sit down. Let's talk about these things and have that discussion. I think that we need to be able to do that as parents. But I tell you what, Susie, the other style, though, the second style is the neglectful parent. This is maybe another way to say this, the uninvolved parent. Man, this is a tough one. I would say of all the styles, this is probably the most damaging to our kids. And this is where you find that this parent really, it's like they're so emotionally distant from the kids. Like it's almost like that kids are to be heard and not seen, or actually not seen or heard. It's that kind of parenting, boy, can really create some difficulties.
This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley, and I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about cultivating an atmosphere for growth for our kids, talking about these different parenting styles. I see a few of those calls coming in. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We talked about the demanding parent. In a moment, we're going to talk about the uninvolved parent. Maybe you've got examples of these. We'd love to hear from you as well. 877-933-2484. More with Everyday Relationships after the break.
Welcome back to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family. I'm Greg Smalley along with Susie Larson. You know, we're here every day to have real conversations about relationships. So whatever relationship issue that might be, and today we're talking about kind of parenting styles. And what we found is that there's two parenting styles that can actually ruin our children too, that help them to be healthy and happy and successful in life. And we're getting into those. And one of the ones we've talked about already is the demanding parent. This is the high rules, high control. That child, you know, never feels like they can really ever measure up to that little warmth, high control, and that creates, Susie, a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Before the break, we were talking about another type, which is the neglectful parent. And before we really get into that, we've got some calls. So Aaron from Clear Lake, Wisconsin. Aaron, are you there? Welcome to Everyday Relationships.
Yeah, thank you very much. I had lots of time to think about what I'm going to say, but still didn't polish it quite just the way I wanted to.
No problem. Yeah, what's on your mind?
First of all, thank you very much for the program. I love it. It's awesome to hear these stories and to think of a famous guy's son
acting like a complete idiot.
Stealing avocados.
Yes. Yeah, stealing avocados and
giving his 10-year-old the keys of the car. Anyway.
I love it all. It's great to hear. I guess I'm trying to think of what kind of parenting style my wife and I have. I think we share and we're pretty much on the same level. But I guess at the end of the day, I sometimes find myself thinking, how well did I connect with my kids today? And they go to bed and I think I want to wake them up so I can just do it all over again, because I didn't really get to connect. I pretty much just got after them all the time that I had with them. And so I don't know really where you can go with that, but I just wanted to say thank you very much for your show and appreciate you talking about this today.
Well, hey, Aaron, you are more than welcome. Our pleasure, man. We love talking about relationships, especially being honest, and that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Aaron, more than anything, I hear the heart of a dad who loves his kids, who's saying, man, I don't always do it right. And, Aaron, I'm telling you, there's so many days to where I get in bed and I just go, man, I'm like the worst father ever. Mm-hmm. And here, I got to go talk on the radio tomorrow about being a parent, you know. And I appreciate that. The honesty, you know what? I think, Aaron, when it all comes right down to it, you know, I think if we're helping our kids understand what we expect, so those rules and things are clear, but then we're showering them with love, with support, with encouragement, and that doesn't mean that we're going to do that successfully. It's not. I mean, we're going to blow that. But I think one of the best gifts that you can give your kids is to say, you know what? Last night, his dad was going to bed. I thought about it. I blew it yesterday. Man, I wasn't available. I was wrapped up in my own stuff. I yelled, you know what? And I just think that's our kids are so resilient. And I think that when a dad, of all people, owns and just says, man, I did a horrible job, and I love you guys, and I'm going to keep trying, and, you know, you keep telling dad how I can do a better job. So, Aaron, man, I love your heart.
Me
just,
too.
Just hang in there. Don't get discouraged.
And I just have to say, too, the fact that you went to bed going, I was thinking about, to tell your kids, I went to bed thinking about you and what kind of dad I am. I mean, that just speaks volumes, doesn't it, Greg?
I do. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Is this going, man, I'm human, and I'm going to own it. Because I think it's some of those other styles, like the demanding parent. You don't, that parent doesn't really ever apologize.
Mm.
You know, the neglectful parent, you know, that's that parent that's just not showing up at all. And And I don't know, Susie, I know that we had another caller, Amy, but mm-hmm. I don't know if she's still on.
Let's give it a try and see if we can get her question in before the break. Amy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much for waiting. We've got about a minute and a half before break. So,
I just wanted to say that everything you say sounds good and wonderful, but I have a 14-year-old and a 19-year-old who, one, fits the mold where if I do the right thing, say it the right way, he does fine, he's successful, but I have a 19-year-old with the same genes, raised by the same mother, and nothing seems to apply for him because every time that I am not controlling and let him do what he does, he always makes the decision that is wrong, and then now he's ended up in jail and stuff from it, and now we're going back and forth with what am I supposed to help him with, what I'm not, because I obviously don't know if it was something he was raised different or this is totally the night and day difference, and how could what kind of parenting things can be changed to help a kid like that? I mean, how come they're different and what can I do?
Boy, they are so different. I want you to hang on there, Amy, and Greg will answer your question after the break. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley, and I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about parenting styles and really ultimately cultivating an atmosphere for growth. We'll take your calls, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. When we come back, Greg will answer Amy's question. They're all different. Why is that? Back in a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in today to Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley, and I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about these four parenting styles. In fact, the time is flying by so quickly, we may not get to all of them, but they're in Dr. Gary Smalley's book, The Key to Your Child's Heart. And before the break, Greg, Amy called, and she asked, you know, I've got two kids, totally different, same parents, same DNA. In one response to her parenting style, the other one is making all kinds of choices that have gotten him into some trouble. And she's like, how can they be so different? Boy, that's a common question. What do you say?
It is. And, you know, Amy, appreciate your honesty. And this is not easy. Parenting is hard because, to her point, we can parent the same way and we have kids that will turn out totally different. You know, I think here's what's key is, one, she's talking about her 19-year-old son. And so, you know, I know in my life, you know, I rebelled in a very different way than my sister and my brother did. I mean, man, God, I had to go through some tough stuff in order for God to capture my heart. And I know it was hard on my parents because there was a part of them that were going, what did we do wrong? What could we have done differently? And you know what, Susie? The bottom line was nothing.
Yeah.
That was between me and the Lord. So, yeah. I mean, on one hand, an older teen like that, you know, God's going after their heart, and it could take some things.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, though, what Amy wants to continue to do is to, number one, is to be consistent with her rules, her expectations, what's going on within her family, those boundaries that she needs to set. That needs to be consistent. Kids need, I don't care how old they are, they need that consistency from us. And then she wants to continue to love. You know, the greatest of these things is love. In the end, you know what? Love is going to conquer a lot of things. Love is going to overcome a lot of our mistakes as parents. If you're going to have to always err on the side of loving. And again, now maybe in Amy's case, that's going to look like some boundaries. You know, that's love, though. And so I think if her expectations are clear and if she's you know, she's still loving him, that's all we can do at the end of the day. It's kind of like what Aaron was saying. You know, he blew it. But tomorrow he's going to wake up and keep loving his kids.
Yeah, and you know, one thing Ted Cunningham said a few shows ago when we had him on, I love what he said, is so often we as parents take too much blame or too much credit when it comes to the choices our kids make. And so don't you think that's a good reminder, too? We train them up the best way you know how, but at the end of the day, we've got to surrender and release them to the Lord, too.
So, I take only the good credits my parenting. So,
yeah. And you
know,
place the blame elsewhere.
Aaron, I know. What do you do?
Okay. So demanding parent, that authoritarian, my way or the highway. Now, how about uninvolved or negligent parent?
Yeah, it really, the key there is uninvolved. I think this is the parent that just allows their kids to kind of do their own thing. And so I don't know what's going on in their life, but for whatever reason, you know, they just allow their kids to just kind of run their own life. And I think the problem is that children, I think, grow up in very confused on where was mom and dad. What does that say about me? And often their value is in question, and they walk that right into their relationships. And so, you know, I think it's easy to get caught up in our own life. You know, I encourage, you know, moms and dads, one, your kids need to know that your marriage is the top priority.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you're uninvolved. And so, and you know, ask our kids. We can always ask, do you feel that I'm involved enough? In what ways would you have me change that? And listen, I think that that can always move that uninvolved parent into being involved as we ask our kids, what's it like having me as a dad? You know, how do I show up? What would you change? I mean, those are the kinds of great questions. You know, Susie, there's a different type that's called the permissive parent, kind of the indulgent parent. This is the parent that really wants to be the friend of the kids, and so doesn't provide a lot of rules. And I know this was my grandmother on my dad's side, that their daughter, their very first child, after getting spanked, went out and was just alone on the swing set and slid down the wooden slide, got a sliver long, many years ago, and developed some blood poisoning and died.
Wow.
And my dad's mom said, we will never, ever discipline our kids ever again.
Wow.
When she blamed herself, thought it was because she'd spanked her daughter. And so my dad grew up in a home to where there were no rules.
Hmm.
High love. Mom loved, showered love upon my dad, but just no rules.
Well, what's the impact of that? I'm sorry, you're about to say that. Go ahead.
Well, I think what happens is that child is going to lack self-discipline. They grow up also with a strange kind of insecurity because of that lack of boundaries or guidance. It's like the analogy is it's like leaning against a wall that appears firm but falls over.
Hmm.
I mean, kids need rules because it helps them feel safe. And it teaches them that we don't just get everything and there's consequences. And so that can be the real difficulty with that type of a parent.
Hmm. So would you say these three styles come out of a reaction maybe to your own personal experiences? Because, you know, you and I were talking before the show, we each have a bent towards one or more of these. Would you say that's a culmination of our experiences? That's where we land there?
I do. I think that something goes on for us as parents. I mean, the way we grow up, the experiences that we have, you know, for like that permissive parent, that where there's no real rules, but high love, but no rules. You know, they just want to feel loved and to feel liked, and that's a core need, and it becomes out of balance. You know, for the uninvolved parent, maybe it's a, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a massive insecurity, like that I'm so wrapped up in my identity around work and jobs and things that I'm so committed to doing that I'm not involved in my kid's life. And you know, that demanding parent, for whatever reason, something's gone on to where we need that massive control. And, you know, Susie, I think to keep in mind that, like, you know, I would say that Aaron and I have, you know, relatively healthy parenting styles, you know, but what I've noticed, though, that in our marriage, I tend to be the more permissive parent.
I did,
you know,
not see that coming.
Why did I just set myself up for that? You know, and yet she errs, she maybe errs on that side of high rules.
Mm.
And you know, we need all of that. And so I love how Aaron and I balance each other out, but it definitely causes problems. And I think it's so important within our relationship as a mom and dad that we have to be talking about this stuff.
Mm.
You know, I'm so permissive around snacks. Like, my kids always say, hey, Dad, can I have this bag of chips? I'm like, sure. And then I hear in the back room, no, you put that back. I mean, no, you put that back.
That's what I meant
to say.
So
we just need to keep talking about these things as parents.
Oh, good conversation. So glad you tuned in today. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. So far, we've covered three styles. We're going to cover the fourth style in the wrap, and that's the engaged parent. And you'll be surprised to hear how Greg describes this. Plus, he's going to leave you with two most important factors in raising children. So you will not want to miss the wrap. That's after the break. Really glad you tuned in today. We'd love to connect with you on Twitter as well, at Focus Every Day. More with Dr. Greg Smalley after the break. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley, and I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about four parenting styles and ultimately how to cultivate an atmosphere for growth so our kids can grow healthy and strong. So we've talked about the demanding parent. We've talked about the uninvolved parent. We've talked about the indulgent parent. The final one, Greg, is the engaged parent. But I remember at the beginning of the show you said that there are two that are more favorable than the others. So I'm so curious which two you're talking about. I know engaged is one of them. What's the other one?
You know, I think you have to look at it this way. So there's the demanding parent, high control, but very little warmth, love, affection. You've got the uninvolved parent, so no control, no rules, but also no involvement, no love and warmth. And I think the issue is going to come down to that even though the permissive parent is probably not the best style, it's sort of on the continuum. It still falls on they give a lot of love and a lot of support, a lot of encouragement. And if we're gonna mess up in one way, you know, we're gonna mess up in rules and things like that. But as long as we're really loving our kids, I think that's gonna take us a long ways. And so that's why I say that the two that are most destructive involve really no love and care and warmth and nurture. But the ones that are on the better side would be the two, the permissive, but also the engaged parent. With if I have an ideal, a target that I'm shooting for, it's that engaged parent. Because I think what's going on are two very important things. One is that that type of engaged parent is establishing very clearly defined rules so the kids understand that, limits, they know what will happen if they violate those. And so our kids need that. They need the rules. They need to know. As a matter of fact, my dad, as we were talking about this, he said that in our as I was growing up, he said that what was key is that they involved us in creating these rules and consequences. We had family meetings regularly, and there was a time to where I was pushing back and saying, "Well, yeah, sure, you know, you force these rules upon us." And he said, "Fine, which rules would you like to change?" And apparently I couldn't come up with any. Oh, he's so clever and crafty. Of course, he's sitting here sound asleep in the studio. So I bore him just enough. But the other part of that, Susie, though, is that's that commitment to love each child in a warm, kind of affectionate way, a supporting way. It reminds me of Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, preferring one another in honor. And so, again, I think if we're doing those two things, if our kids are understanding that the discipline is important. Proverbs 19:18 says, discipline your children, for in that there is hope. I love that. Discipline, for in there is hope. But then we need to live out the greatest commandment, which is to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. And I think that's the ideal target, Susie, that we're shooting for. Let's be clear with our rules, and let's keep on loving.
Great conversation today. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be talking to Ron Deal. He's talking about how to find harmony in a blended family. Well, we're really, really glad you tuned in today. We're honored to walk this journey with you and help you thrive in your relationships. Hope to meet you back here tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great afternoon.